This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun.
On a Monday, and there is no way we're going to get to everything I want to get to tonight, but here's what we've got. We have an hour. An hour from now, Medal of Honor Monday comes, and it's going to be sick. We have to talk about the anti-humans. We're actually going to open with that here in a minute. Terrorism on the streets of New York City. Again, we'll talk about that. We have more on the death of everything. Yes, I do actually have thoughts on the, quote, black national anthem that I hear played before the national anthem last night at the Super Bowl, and my thoughts are a little bit different. We're going to talk about them shooting down everything out of the sky now. There's a lot to get to tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. But before we get to any of that, let's do a little make-believe scenario. Don't worry, I'm going to go somewhere with this. Just stay with me. I want you to picture this. I want you to imagine you and I, we move in together. We move in together. We're roomies. Just help pay the rent. I'll pay half. You pay half. Prices are going up. Everyone knows that we're roommates. So we move in together. And you discover something about me. The longer we live together, you discover that I seem to blame every single problem, whenever there is a problem, on rats. If the cereal goes missing, oh, I bet the rats ate it. If the air conditioning goes out, I bet we got rats up there in the attic. I'm going to get some more rat traps. Daggone rats ate it. My son doesn't get his homework turned in in time. Son, I bet it was the rats, wasn't it? Did the rats eat your homework? Wife can't sleep at night. Was it the rats keeping you up? I bet the, it was, so it's bizarre. No matter what the problems are, as you observe, I always think the problem is rats. And if we didn't have these rats, then we wouldn't have whatever fill-in-the-blank problem is. Now, pause on that for a moment. I have a headline here, and it's so much more than just one headline, or just one person, or just one professor. It is yet another example for you and for me on how the communist thinks and why the great Russian writer Solzhenitsyn called them the enemies of humanity, or anti-humans, or whatever you want to call it. A Yale professor suggested mass suicide for old people in Japan. Quote, I feel like the only solution is pretty clear. In the end, isn't it mass suicide and mass seppuku of the elderly? By the way, seppuku is when the samurai would stab themselves in the guts and then cut themselves from side to side in the guts. If you're saying that sounds awful and horribly painful, it is. That's why they chose the guts. They knew it was horribly painful. In many of these situations, you would have actually a friend or someone you were close with stand behind you with a samurai sword so they can chop off your head whenever you're done cutting open your guts. So there you go, kids. That's a little lesson on the history of the ritualistic suicide of Japanese. Anyway. A Yale professor, he looks at a problem of Japan as an aging society. And what's he come up with? Well, there are too many people alive. It's weird how the communist always comes up with the exact same solution for every single problem, real or imagined. All of them. Endlessly. From America to history. What was the problem? What was the problem for Stalin? Why did he kill all those people? The Great Terror and all those things. Why did he do that? Well, I think we have some spies in the country, some people who don't want me in power anymore. You know, we got to murder a bunch of people. That'll take care of that. Pol Pot takes over Cambodia. What's the problem? What's the issue? Well, we've got too many daggone people alive. There are too many Vietnamese people in Cambodia. They need to die. There are all these problems and some people need to die and we'll fix the problems. Right here in America. American communism. Cultural Marxism as it is. The climate change, people. The problem? Too many people are alive. How many videos, how many audio bits have I played for you on this show of them really just coming out and admitting we just have too many people alive? Remember that one Jane Goodall one? That's maybe my favorite one because she's at this conference with all the elites of society. I mean, congressmen, senators, prime ministers, like the billionaires. She's at this World Economic Forum conference and she just comes right out and says it. Well, a bunch of people need to die.
We cannot hide away from human population growth because, you know, it underlies so many of the other problems. All these things we talk about wouldn't be a problem if there was the size of population that there was 500 years ago.
500 years ago, the Earth's population was 90% less than it is now. She's sitting there. Once again, she sees all these problems, whatever they are. What are the problems? Well, I don't know, but I know the solution is a bunch of people need to die. They always, in the end, come to the exact same conclusion. The problem is human beings. Specifically, there are too many of them. And if these human beings would only die, then we could solve the problem. They are anti-humans. That's who they are. They are the enemies of humanity. And that leads me to this. And then we'll get into this terrorism, this act of terrorism that's getting no play in the news in New York City. And we'll talk about the spy balloons and the death of everything. And there's so much I need to get to. But look, this email actually sums it up real nicely. Hey, Jesse, I'm a Marine from Paris Island. Don't hold that against me, so on and so forth. He goes on to say, I think this is why the communists running our country are allowing fentanyl to pour into our country. I honestly believe they're trying to kill off portions of our society to lower the population. They might be. But whether or not they're bringing it in intentionally or not, from fentanyl to their energy policies to the vaccine requirements to everything else, they're not bothered if people die because people need to die in order for their solutions to be brought in. People always need to die. Isn't that interesting? In the end, they have to die. And so that brings me to this. Apparently, there was a Super Bowl ad from some supposed Christian organization. He Gets Us. I saw a couple little clips of it today. And I don't really have any thoughts on it whatsoever, but whatever. There was a Christian ad in there. And immediately, I saw everyone from the Bronx's very own AOC to various Democrat politicians and strategists complain that there was a Super Bowl commercial talking about Christianity. AOC, of course, called it fascism. Jesus would not spend millions on Super Bowl ads and things like that. And whatever. One, I have a couple things I want to do about this. A couple things I want to say. One, I admire that. Not the ad. I admire the response by AOC, and here's why. I admire people who have a clarity of purpose. They have a clarity of purpose. They know what they want. They know what they don't want. They know who their friends are. They know who their enemies are. They're not mealy-mouthing their way through life. And as evil as these anti-humans are, I admire the communists' clarity of purpose. Her problem isn't the fascism. Her problem, like all communists, is the religion of the nation. Remember, Mao burned down the Buddhist temples. Lenin was killing priests. They were killing Catholic priests all over Spain, the communists were. Whatever the religion of a nation is, the communists understand it is a competing religion and they must destroy it in order to complete their goals. I like it. I admire that the communist here in America is so clear about that when it comes to the church or any talks about anything like that. They understand this is holding back their agenda, that these strong family units, values, morals, things like that, these are things that have to be utterly destroyed and rejected in order for their religion to take over. And so the communist is quite open with his hatred for them. And I admire that. As is so often the case, you've heard me say this 1,000 times before, I am jealous. In many ways, I wish I was a communist. If they weren't anti-humans, I would consider being one. Because at least they know who their enemies are and they speak to it. The communist looks at you and your Jesus ad, and he rejects it outright. Get that crap off my TV. We need more Rainbow Pride ads. That's what the communist thinks. And what's odd is this took place apparently on Super Bowl Sunday. The communist utterly rejecting the ad that night when thousands of American pastors that day got up in front of their congregations and gave some mealy-mouthed, wet-noodle sermon about, we just need to love everybody, guys. Turn the other cheek. We're not political. We don't want to get Democrat or Republican, guys. I'm just a cheek turner. The communist looks at that and mocks your patheticness. He says, that's my enemy. Go get him. And I admire that. I admire it. Now, but what's the other part of it? There is another part of it, and it's something that may be hard to hear. It's something I think we all need to hear, and I'm going to address that, and then we'll get to the New York City terror thing. Gosh, that's freaking terrible. U-Haul and everything else. Before we get to that, let's get to your money. Jesse, what do I do with my money? What do I do with my money? Jesse, I don't know what to do with my money. Man, I am not a stockbroker. I am not a financial advisor. I don't know. The only thing I know is what smart people tell me. And so I buy things that are never going to get wiped out. This year, you are going to be hurt in the market, probably in the coming years. Look, maybe you'll do okay. I don't know. But they're anticipating real pain. That's why companies are laying so many people off. Here's what I know. The gold I own, it will never hit zero. It will always have incredible value. That's why I'm incorporating it now in my IRA, my 401k, and whatever I can, I'm incorporating gold. Call 833-995-GOLD. Oxford Gold Group will do this for you when they make it easy. 833-995-GOLD. Tell them Jesse told you to call. They'll take care of you. Hang on.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, before we get back to our points, you can send your emails into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions, like this lovely gentleman here. After having ignored your show for weeks, I tried to listen again, but it was another bunch of stupidity. It's so sad as you continue to babble worthless tripe. Your best job is to sell hot dogs. Chris, we had some wieners last night. Tossed them on the grill, even though they're better boiled. The kids, I want them grilled this time. I want them grilled this time. Don't worry, Chris. They were kosher, all beef. They weren't the Hebrew National ones, but they were the bun size, the bun size all beef hot dogs. Even you could have enjoyed. What, Chris? What? What's wrong with it? Buck up, Chris. It's a couple hot dogs. Everyone loves a good wiener every now and then. Now, back to what we were talking about. AOC. Criticizes the apparently Super Bowl ad that was apparently some Christian ad. I don't know. I don't care about the ad either way. But I saw some of this today, and I need to explain something. I'm getting to a point here. Bear with me a moment. If I walk in the door of my home tonight, it's been a long day. The day's been fine, but it's been a day. I'll be done with work. Walking in the door of the house tonight. Maybe I'll be hungry, want some food, maybe a good Jim Beam or something like that. Hang out a little bit, go sleep. I just want to relax, you know, end of a long day, just like you. But I walk in the house tonight, and instead there's a robber in there, and he's got my wife in a chokehold in the kitchen. Now, let me ask you something. Do I have the option in that moment to say, hey, man, hey, dude, I just want to chill, all right? Let's just chill. I want to relax. Why don't you just go and I'll just relax? And do I have the option? No, of course not. You're laughing. You're rolling your eyes. That's ridiculous. He chose that, and now I have to do something about it. I brought this up to bring this up. I don't know what your belief system is. It's none of my business. I'm not your father. I'm not your pastor. Certainly not qualified to be either. But I will tell you this. I see people on the right say this. Jesse, I don't believe in X. I don't believe in Y. I'm whatever. I'm a this. I'm a that. And I don't like that we talk about these things, these religions and religious fights and the church and things like that. Listen to me. Listen, I understand what you're saying. And I'm not faulting you at all. I totally get that. I get that way of thinking. You look at it, it looks like a distraction. For you, it should be more about the size of government and taxes and things. And I totally get it. I'm not mad at you about it. But here's the thing you have to understand and accept. It doesn't matter if it's not a religious, if it's not a spiritual war for you. It doesn't matter at all, actually. I'm sorry to tell you. You don't get to decide. I don't get to decide. It is to him. He has already made that decision. He has decided all on his own. You didn't get a say. I don't get a say. I wish it wasn't that way. And while that rhymed, that was really well done. What, Chris? That's what we world famous authors do. JesseKellyBook.com, by the way. Anyway, I don't get a say. You don't get a say. He is on a religious mission. He is in a spiritual war with you and what you believe. And what you don't have is the option to say, hey, I reject that, dude. Let's just talk taxes. He's not worried about tax rates. He's worried about burning you to ash and everything you love. I'm sorry, but that's the way it goes. I don't get to walk in the house tonight with the robber choking the wife and say, oh, man, I'm just not into it. I'd rather focus on, you know, I got a good Jim Beam there. I'd rather focus on that. I don't have the option. One person, one side has declared war. The other side doesn't get to choose peace. You don't get to choose peace. If I could get one thing through to the right over and over and over and over again, it is that simple fact. I want to be left alone. I want to be left alone. I want things to be quiet. I don't want this. I don't want that. I don't want to fight. I don't want to argue. I don't want to run for school board. I don't want to raise my voice. I don't want to confront my Democrat cousin. I don't want to. I don't want to. I don't want to. What you want doesn't matter. What I want doesn't matter. I don't want that either. You know what I want? On the weekends, I want to hang out with every one of my neighbors, Republican and Democrat. I want to, maybe we can quibble about unions or taxes or spending, but I just want to live a normal life. I don't get what I want. If the neighborhood Democrat walks into our party this weekend, there's a reason they don't get invited anymore. It would immediately be some verbal assault on Donald Trump and politics and everything else. I didn't get to choose that. It was chosen for me. We don't get what we want if what we desire is just things to quiet down. There is victory or there is death. There is no in between. I actually saw someone this week and actually said to me, I guess you just want the divisiveness. All that'll do is create more divisiveness, because I was going off on that. You voted for this campaign that we all need to do in our personal lives, friends, family members, coworkers. That well-meaning Democrat friend of yours who complains, I can't believe the latest training nonsense. You need to tell him, you voted for this. You voted for this. You voted for this. But I was complaining about that, and someone said, you just want more divisiveness. Correct. The people who believe in cutting off the penises of little boys, I want to be as separated as far from them as the East is from the West. I do not desire peace. I do not desire to come together. I desire victory. All right. Terror in New York. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I almost forgot to tell you. I can't believe I almost forgot to tell you this. Oh, wait a minute. I meant to say it at the beginning, so I guess I did forget. Does that count as forget? Does it count as forgetting, Chris, when I remembered later? I did remember. I just it counts. You know what? I didn't forget anything. I remembered. I absolutely remembered. I'm going to let you make some phone calls tonight, but they're going to be fun calls. Because as Chris said, I'm a little too fire and brimstone tonight. And we have all this other stuff that's going to kind of get a little dark. We're going to kind of mix in some fun calls. Not yet. Don't call. Don't call. I've got I got things to say first, but then we'll take I would say halfway through next hour, I'll probably take them. I'm not going to tell you what the question is yet. You're just going to have to hang on for a little bit for that, but they'll be fun. We'll have a good time with it. I'm not going to say a ton about this U-Haul mowing people down in New York City today. Mentally ill guy, from what I understand. I'm not going to say a bunch about that. I am simply going to say this. I'm doing another dad Jesse thing. I have to. I'm going to say this. I have to remind myself of this too, so I'm not lecturing at all. Put your phone away when you're out in public now. It really is a safety thing. There's so much mental illness out there, drug abuse, violence, homelessness. Put your phone away when you're out. Don't be walking down the sidewalk on your phone. Shoot, don't stand on the daggone sidewalk on your phone. Be inside somewhere. If you got, look, we all have a phone. We're all on it. I'm on mine all day, too. I know. I'm not doing that. In my day, we used a rotary phone. I'm not doing that. I know you have a phone. I know you're going to be on it. We have to start being more aware of our surroundings, and you are just not when you're staring at that little screen in your hand. Keep your head on a swivel and look around. You never know when some nutball went and rented a U-Haul and wants to pancake you with it. All right? That's one. Two, remember this. And I think about this a lot. When I'm always going off, for all you new listeners, I'm always going off telling people to move. Move, move. As a common theme on the show, get out of your blue area and get to a red area. I don't say that because I don't enjoy blue areas. I live and die for New York City. Everyone knows that. I say that because the future is so dark there. And the future is so dark because there's no turning this ship around. Right now, you have open jail mayors, open jail governors, open jail DAs. This is all being done on purpose. George Soros and his fellow communists are funding these races all across the nation. They're funding DA races specifically so bad people, violent people, will be turned loose from prison so they can murder other people and create more angst and chaos in a society, which helps the communists. But I say to move because we've seen horrific, horrific Democrat policies, not just when it comes to crime, when it comes to COVID over the last 3 years. I'm talking policies that make you miserable. Mask up your kid, mandates here, you can't eat here without a vaccine passport. Horrible thing. But I've seen something else. I've seen these politicians, Democrat politicians, get away with all these things and remain in power through all these things. In blue areas, the people who make your life miserable have not been punished by the voters at the ballot box. In fact, they've been rewarded by the voters for what they do. So what does that mean? Why should you move? That means they're going to abuse you again. They will. They're going to abuse you in horrific ways again. It's not just about the St. George Floyd protests or the COVID measures or the whatever. They're actually out there announcing it. Now, you can get mad at this little clip I'm going to play you for a second or not, but if, as you get mad at it, I want you to think about this. Eric Adams out there saying we're bringing back mandates or threatening to bring back mandates. And you're saying, what? I can't believe it. He can't. Why would he? Go look at the last election. Eric Adams got 67% of the vote. Democrats have not been punished by how they handled COVID. They've been rewarded in these blue areas. Therefore, they're going to do it again and again and again.
I know what COVID looked like. And I know that if we didn't have those mandates, I take my hat off to Bill de Blasio. If we didn't have that vaccine and we didn't have those mandates, we would have lost so many more lives. Those who made the determination that, you know, no, I still want to come into a work environment and I'm not going to be vaccinated. No, I want to still ride the trains. I want to do whatever I want. That just wasn't right. Now that we're seeing a normalization of COVID, there may be another time that we're going to have to do mandates again.
That wasn't right. Now, here's what you might be saying. Well, what do you mean? How could he say that wasn't right? Because it doesn't matter whether you are vaccinated, not vaccinated. Again, I don't care what personal decisions you made. Everyone has to acknowledge now, even the CDC has acknowledged, the vaccine doesn't stop the spread. Therefore, there's no need to ever have a mandate ever. It's purely an individual choice. Whether you have it, don't have it, you spread coronavirus. That's a fact. And by the way, they knew that very early on and covered it up. That's because criminals run the country. But setting that aside, maybe you're saying that right now. The mandates don't matter. Why would he bring the mandates back? Jesse, he can't. Jesse, he shouldn't. Jesse, we know. Let me ask you something. Why wouldn't he? Who's going to do something about it? People were so mad about Gretchen Whitmer, governor of Michigan. Gretchen Whitmer, she's brought up a lot when it comes to this stuff. Here she is defending TikTok.
You're active. on TikTok. And I get it, it's fun, but I deleted my app from my phone because so many people kept coming on my show saying, delete it. Is it appropriate for you to be on TikTok when FBI...
Yeah, I don't actually care about her answer, but the point is, she can't do that. She can't do this. She can't do that. She can't do this. Gretchen Whitmer just abused an entire state, a beautiful state of Michigan, for 2 years, abused them in horrible ways. She cut people off from buying gardening seeds in the grocery store. And at the end of that, the voters went to the polls and sent her right back to office and gave her supermajorities in the state house and Senate. I tell you to get out because there's no help coming. And there's no help coming because the horrible communists who run things, they're all going to stay in power and the next group of communists are going to take over. Oh, Jesse, Eric Adams only has one more term. And then the next communist is going to come in after him, and then the next one after him, and the next one after him. Because New Yorkers, not each and every one, of course, but New Yorkers, the majority, the vast majority, this is what they want. You can convince yourself all day long that it's about to turn around, people have had enough. You can point out to me all these different violent crimes. Look, headline right here. New York City saw record levels of felony crimes last year, most in over 15 years. And you can look at that and say, no, Jesse, look at this. Look at all the violent crime. People are sick of it. People are this. People are that. Do I need to remind you about the St. George Floyd protests? Took place across America. The lasting image of it for me is actually not Minneapolis. It's watching a New York City cop car go up in flames because a Molotov cocktail got thrown in the window. And at the end of that summer of love, as it was named, the New Yorkers were so mortified by their city descending into violence and chaos that they promptly went out and voted Democrat again. 2/3 of them. I tell you to leave. Not because of where you are. Not because it's in a bad place. I tell you to leave because it's getting worse and worse and worse, and there's no end in sight, and there won't be an end in sight until the voters decide they've had enough. That's simply the truth. The voters have not had enough in this country. They have not. The voters want more and more and more and more, and sadly, we're going to get it. Remember, we get the government we deserve. Not you specifically. I'm not blaming you. Not each and every individual, but as a whole, as a people, we get exactly the government we deserve. That's a hard pill to swallow, but it's true. Now, speaking of which, let's talk about Dome and the death of everything. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Take it easy, take it.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We got Medal of Honor Monday coming up like 10 hours. 10 hours. 10 hours. That's hey, just sit tight. It's only about 10 hours. About 10 minutes from now, we got Medal of Honor Monday coming up. Yes, we're going to do fun calls next hour. I'm going to address everything from the, quote, Black National Anthem to CNN, the all-female flight crew, the death of everything, the balloons that we supposedly keep shooting down, the train derailment in Ohio. Say a prayer for the wonderful people of Ohio. That's my stomping grounds right there on the Ohio River is where I was born. Those chemicals are bad. They're really, really bad. The fallout for that may be felt for years. So I'm going to address all this stuff. I'm going to address it all. But one more thing on the crime. On top of keeping your phone in your pocket, always remember, as normal of a life as you've had, well, normal, what's normal? But, okay, you've had a relatively normal existence. There are many, many, many men out there who've lived a life of violence. That's how they grew up. Dad was violent, if he was around at all. Maybe mom was violent, too. Friends were violent. Neighborhood violence. We're talking 7 years old. Your mom's throwing you a birthday party, and she even got you some Little Caesars pizzas. They're $5 hot and ready, or at least they used to be. And then some crazy bread with it, with you and your buddies, and you got some cheap cake at the grocery store. At 7 years old for that kid's birthday, he got jumped by five kids in the yard. Only now, he's 25 years old, he's 220 pounds, and he wants to take that wallet or he wants to hurt you in some unimaginable way. Keep something on you that will allow you to stop a man of violence. Keep a hero gun on you, a hero arrow on you, a real gun on you. Remember, hero guns, hero arrows, they're non-lethal. But at least, hey, you don't need a concealed carry permit for it. Don't need it. Get one and keep it on you. Do not buy it if you won't keep it on you. Please keep it on you. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. In a little bit of trouble with the wife, Chris. I have, every now and then, I speak without thinking first. I know you're going to find this shocking, but every now and then I speak without thinking. And yesterday, we were grilling out some food with the kids. We were grilling hot dogs. We were grilling hot dogs. And I did have a good queso dip, which was quality. And there was homemade ice cream in the Kelly household. Not by me, of course, but the old lady made it, Chris. But anyway, at some point in time, my oldest son, so he's 14 now. It's really funny when your kids, my boys are 12 and 14. It's really funny to witness them go from not liking girls at all. Girls are stupid. Girls are idiots. Girls are annoying. All of a sudden, they like girls a lot. 14-year-old, of course, has a little Valentine. Either way, Valentine's Day got brought up. Oh, Valentine's Day is coming up. And I was busy in the kitchen slaving over the hot dogs. And I just wasn't thinking. I turned and said, oh, is that this week? And the wife just looks at me, just jaw dropped. She said, okay, so you haven't planned anything at all. And I was like, no, I have. I was trying to throw you off. I absolutely have. Look, I sounded like John Kirby trying to answer it out there.
But we were able to determine that China has a high altitude balloon program for intelligence collection that's connected to the People's Liberation Army. It was operating during the previous administration, but they did not detect it. We detected it. We tracked it. And we have been carefully studying it to learn as much as we can. We know that these PRC surveillance balloons have crossed over dozens of countries on multiple continents around the world, including some of our closest allies and partners. We assessed that at this time, these balloons have provided limited additive capabilities to the PRC's other intelligence platforms used over the United States. But in the future, if the PRC continues to advance this technology, it certainly could become more valuable to them.
Okay. We have the worst people in the world that run this country. Jesse, shouldn't we be careful what we're shooting down? The last UFO was an octagon-shaped thing. What if migrants are finding new ways to get in the USA? What if it was an alien craft? We could be starting an intergalactic war. Okay, now, hang on 1 second on this. One, I don't buy for a second that we're now shooting something out of the sky every 15 minutes. There's a reason I didn't open the show with it. The Biden administration gets horrifically embarrassed on the international stage as the world finds out that we just allowed the Chinese to just smear our faces in dog poop. So all of a sudden, they're finding something new to shoot down every other day. Now you expect me to buy this turbo tough guy routine? Oh, no, we'd never let that happen. No, I already shot it down. I don't buy this at all. What do I think is going on? I don't know. Might be legitimate. Maybe these are all spy satellites you're shooting down. Maybe you're all a bunch of big fat liars who violated my trust so many times that there's no chance in a million years I would ever believe this story. But I do know this, and I know this for a fact. Americans might be wrong about aliens. Hear me out. I was thinking about this yesterday. I have these big, heady conversations with myself when I'm by myself. You know, we think about aliens all the time, and we're always worried about starting some intergalactic war. And what are you picturing right now with some intergalactic war with the aliens? Probably little green men and big eyes, and they're always ugly, right? They're always ugly. Why aren't there hot aliens? But anyway, they're always ugly. But you're picturing little lasers and stuff like that and these super-duper spaceships and warp speed or whatever it's supposed to be called. Why are we so sure the aliens are going to be more advanced than we are? What if the alien society we run into, what if they started like 20 years ago and they're practically in the Stone Age? What, Chris? They flew here. Yeah, well, they flew here. Okay, so they can fly through space. No big deal. There's not even, like, wind or anything up there in space. I don't know, Chris. I'm not going. How hard can that be to get through space? They don't even have to fight against anything. Okay, so they have space technology. Big deal. We even have tiny, worthless countries in this planet that have space technology. A country nobody cares about, like Portugal. Ha! Portugal hasn't mattered in years, decades, hundreds of years, actually. Portugal, I bet you, is in space. I don't know that for a fact. I got to be honest. I'm not an astronaut very much. If India made it, anyone can make it. Actually, who are we kidding, Chris? India's big time. You know what's weird is we never talk about India as a big time country. We talk about China and we talk about Russia and we talk about America. India has a boatload of people. They have a fairly modern military, and we're going to need them to fight the Chinese in World War III for us. Maybe we should focus more on India. I don't think I want to go to India, though. I'll be honest with you. It's the food. No, I'm not worried it's too spicy, Chris. Don't besmirch me like that. I'm not worried that it's too spicy. The food sucks. And all my friends like Indian food. Hey, we're going Indian food. We're going Indian food. And I'm always all, no, thanks. I'll stay home and just eat my underwear or something. That's disgusting. I don't like it. And I would never survive. I would never survive. All right, that's enough of that. I didn't get to anything I wanted to get to there. What happened in that segment? I don't know what happened. I got distracted. But we do have Medal of Honor Monday coming up. It is a doozy of a Medal of Honor Monday. And the end of it is one of my favorite ends I've ever seen. And then we'll move right from Medal of Honor Monday into the whole Black National Anthem thing and the all-female flight crew and emails and the death of everything. And gosh, we just have a bunch of fun. All right? Buckle up. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.